Rude boy. That's it. I like. Don't you like that, man?
It's all right.
Let's see if our guest here right now is senior editor of the city paper, Baynard Woods. Are you a Decker fan?
Yeah, you're always picking the perfect song for my mood in a given week, and I'm feeling both happy and rude today. So it's perfect tune, Mark.
That fits you, man. That fits you. So we're here with Lawrence Brown, co-hosting today, and we're here with. Once again, it's a weekly visit from Baynard Woods. And, so, Baynard, why don't you start off? Tell us what is happening. I see a bunch of articles here that look really interesting.
Yeah, so I feel like we have a really great issue this week, jam-packed with stuff. You know, it's the art scare or the no escape issue because we have all of these scapes going on this weekend. So we have artscape, gamescape, ratscape, and foodscape. So we have stories on each of those. And what's going on with them. Foodscape over at the Mount Royal Tavern. It started as a protest against Artscape 30 years ago this year.
That's right. I forgot about that. Right.
Ratscape at the Our House rehearsal space, but they take it over all weekend and play some harder kind of music. Gamescape is a video game kind of fest as part of Artscape. And then we have a lot of stuff about Artscape itself. A story on Operation Opera, which picks out the sexy parts of Mozart and... makes opera kind of hot, so it should be a great thing.
I like the cartoon here with the parts of Baltimore that are all scape places.
Like yeah, which scape you live at there, Mark?
I've lived in a couple of these scapes. I lived in Wire's scape. I've lived over in I guess Hip Dad's scape. I have not lived in Money scape, that's for sure. But so. So this is that weekend, Artscape. So it's that weekend you can either love or avoid.
And we have a full schedule. There's really a lot of great stuff. You know, and speaking of music, one of the best out-of-town acts in years to come to Artscape, Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings are coming. Yes. So it should be a really a great weekend.
Should be a good weekend. That sounds like it. And you live right in it, so you just have to walk there.
Yeah, easy walk for me. No traffic or anything like that. And you know, we have this other story that I want to mention. I'm super proud of it. In the city folk section, which you often mention, I've been trying to get people to be a little more adventurous and ambitious, have dialogue and multiple characters. And Lawrence Lanahan, former radio guy himself, recovering radio producer, is now writing prose a lot. And, oh, man, this story is so great about this teen Q-ball who goes and it's over in the Sandtown neighborhood and his relationship with this guy, Alan, who has a house that he's able to stay at a lot and sort of a he calls it a Christian intentional community, really working within in the community there. And it's really a spectacular story. One of the things I'm most proud of that we've done in a really long time.
It looks good. I've not read that yet, but I was up last night. This looks like a really interesting story. Sandtown Winchester is an interesting community.
And then Vam was able to do an amazing piece on Fred Douglas Brooks III, who was convicted in the past as a major heroin dealer. And now everyone thought he was out of the game and thought, in fact, that he was a snitch. And now a big, like, 70-something page indictment just came out. It's also in the Sun today, but Van got it first, you know, and it takes us a week to get this stuff out. But it's an amazing, and we did it better, too. It's an amazing story.
Better because why? What did Van do with it?
Well, I mean, one, we had a giant two-part piece on him back in at his first arrest. And so we had all of these details from them. But I think also just instead of just a quick news story, trying to look at some of the, you know, the thing that we're able to do is provide some analysis as well. You know, and not that they didn't do also a great job, but I think that Van has also been covering this stuff for so long. He's got that kind of understanding of the shadow economy in Baltimore and how it works that is really hard for other people to match.
No, I think that's right. I mean, he's been doing it forever. For as long as I've known him, the last 20 years here doing this stuff in the city paper, that's one of the things about the city paper is so cool is the longevity of some of the writers here that really know the town and can really kind of put it out there the way it can't be done otherwise. In almost an old-fashioned way.
Yeah, for sure. And then I have a piece this week, a long piece, looking at all of the Open Walls Baltimore stuff as art. I rehearse all the political discussion around it and the debates about street art and stuff, but really, like, the one thing no one had done was look at them and do a review, look at them as paintings and as, but, you know, also noticing that Gaia, the curator, has probably had more visual influence on the city than any curator and anyone who's not a Paterakis or a Beatty and, you know, all the way back to Schaefer, perhaps. It's, you know, and he's a under 30-year-old guy. It's an unprecedented amount of visual influence that he's had now with both of these Open Walls projects.
Well, you know what, man? That means that maybe that's be a show I'd be interested in us just doing with you and with them. Just to look at that. I think that's an incredible idea. And I want to thank you once again. It is time for us to roll, but it's time for you to get the city paper and pop it out of the box on the corner and check it out. There's always amazing stuff. This is the Skate Weekend and the articles we just talked about, all three I don't think you want to miss reading this week. Thanks so much, man.
All right, maybe I'll see you at Escape, or if I can escape, we can meet for a drink. See you guys.
Cool. All right. Ben Woods, senior editor of the city paper. Lawrence Brown.
Yes.
Thank you so much, brother.
Thank you for having me.
The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Stephanie Mavronis and Mark Gunnery. DJ Faze is our... Where is he? There he is. Is our engineer. Our interns are Alex Boston, Maggie Dyer, Sienna Reeves, and Sam Saper. You can hear the show and podcast it and find information about our guests, all the things we've been talking about it. Don't miss the film or the opening today. Just go to steinershow.org. You can also download and listen to all of our podcasts on iTunes. And for Public Radio, WEAA, 88.9 FM. Celebrating 88 days of summer. I'm Mark Steiner.
I'm Lawrence Brown.
Take care.